questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
And a huge thank you to the University of Auckland and a big warm BFM welcome to Khan Tasker, a PhD student from the School of Psychology here at the University of Auckland. Are you just wrapping up your PhD and on your way to becoming a clinical psychologist? Must feel pretty good, mate.
I am, yes. No, it is a very, very good feeling indeed.
How long has the journey been from starting out at the university?
A bit too long, about 9 years.
Okay, so you're feeling like you're in the I'm a piece of furniture at the University of Auckland stage?
Oh, definitely a piece of furniture. In different departments as well. I've been around the department, so there's a bit of furniture in the arts department, a bit of furniture in the science department, and up at the Grafton. So, you know, I've been around.
Well, congrats on getting, you know, finally getting to the part of the journey where you're able to get out and start practicing as a clinical psychologist. Now, you've been part of research into student well-being here at the University of Auckland. Tell us about this particular research and what's been your area of focus.
So this piece of research started a few years ago and under my supervisor, Professor Kerry Gibson, and it's really evolved over the years. But basically, we're looking into student mental health and well-being, specifically university students, because a lot of the time research has focused on high school students, but very little actually in New Zealand has focused on university students. And we're thinking, well, there's this huge population with a lot of stress and a lot of different things that are going on in their lives. What's it actually like for them being at university? What are the stresses? What does the mental health look like? So the whole project is a set of, I guess, different student researchers like myself, and we're all looking into different populations in the student body. So myself, I'm looking at Chinese students. We have Pakeha, South Asian, Pacifica, so Samoan and Tongan, Māori, LGBTQI+, and so the rainbow community as well. So we're looking into a very diverse range of the student population, and we're doing really focused interviews to actually understand what really helps them at university, what do they struggle with, and what can the university do to better support their needs.
What were some of the unique challenges that Chinese students face at the University of Auckland?
For Chinese students specifically, I mean, they come into university really wanting to do well. So a lot of them are going into very competitive programs. So, for example, you have medical school or law or programs that actually require a certain GPA and a high GPA at that to get into, which means that they're working really hard. And they're doing that predominantly because it's important to them and their families. They really want to do well. But the reality is at university, not everyone's going to be able to get into these programs. There was a cutoff in terms of grades and a cutoff in terms of the amount of people. So for them, they were actually really struggling with academic stress and developing those relationships and being able to actually manage the stress when they're needing to get these such high grades.
How do cultural expectations, such as academic pressure or from family, or the value placed on educational success, impact the well-being of Chinese students?
I think for Chinese students specifically, it's really important for them due to a lot of them being from migrant families. So their families have come from overseas, so from China or other Asian countries. And so they've come here and developed a new life for themselves. And predominantly that's also one of those reasons is opportunity for their children to have a more balanced lifestyle. And so for their children, it's actually really important for them to do well and succeed. And so there is the expectation implicitly for children of Asian families that it's like, hey, I actually really want to do well because I know that my parents sacrificed a lot. I know my parents came here and didn't have a lot and built a lot and have given me this opportunity, and I really want to succeed for them and to enjoy the benefit of being in this country.
Have students shared any particular struggles with feeling a sense of belonging at university, and how does this compare to their experiences outside of campus?
Yeah, so I guess in terms of the wider research team, there's been a lot of different and very interesting findings on belonging. So I think when you think about the Auckland University campus and students, it's very diverse. There's a huge range of different students. And that means that actually they're going to come from very different backgrounds, and they're all in this small little pocket in the city. But that means that because if they come from these different backgrounds, they're actually going to have different perspectives and different cultural needs. And so when they're mixing and mingling with others, how do they find a sense of belonging? That is a question that actually is hard to answer for students. They don't quite know how to find belonging.
Do language barriers or cultural differences in communication come up in your research as factors affecting student wellbeing?
So for Chinese students specifically, I'm actually focused on domestic students. So most of them, well, pretty much all of them can speak English, and that isn't a problem at all.
Okay. Nice. Now, what role do peer networks like the Student Association or community groups play in supporting Chinese students' wellbeing?
So peer networks, I think, with things like AUSA, are just a really good general advocacy for the student body. Although I think one of the issues that has come out, at least in my research, is that there is less understanding of exactly what Chinese students do need. And there tends to be this, racial stereotype where that Chinese students and Asian students more generally tend to be a model minority and not make a fuss. And so in that case, it actually means that they might not then talk to various groups for help, when in fact actually advocacy and support is needed for various things.
As someone with an overview of the entire project, do you see any common themes across different minority groups, or are the challenges quite distinct?
I think some of the main similarities would be having a specific cultural background and having this need to connect with other students like them and with similar backgrounds. And the reason for this is because they're all going through the same journey. They're all going through this academic journey, which is a lot of pressure, and there's also a lot of unknowns. So actually being able to be with people who are like them, similar to them, but maybe slightly divergent on what they want to do with their lives or some other differences, is actually really beneficial, because it just helps them feel less alone on a campus and in an environment that predominantly is focused solely on your individual work and grades.
Mm. Now, mental health issues among university students are increasing globally. How does what you've seen in Aotearoa compare with international research?
So for our research specifically, we haven't studied prevalence rates the rates of mental health issues in university at the moment. In terms of international research, it has been steadily growing for the last decade, and there's been a lot of international and global research that has suggested that it's a growing issue that needs attention. I think there was a stat that we've quoted in one of our reports, where we've said that 1 in 3 undergraduate students will experience a mental health problem.
Mm. Okay, one last question for you. How do you hope this research will influence university policies or student wellbeing initiatives?
So we hope to publish, and we have the support of the university to do this, to publish a report to outline some recommendations on what the university can do. But I think what we hope is for the university to take more of an approach where they actually reach in to understand and help support students, rather than rely on students to reach out. Because in the end, they're the ones that are... they have the relationship with students. Students are the ones that are relying on them. And so if they can leverage that and actually figure out how can they connect through space, connect through relationships, connect through, in different positions in the university, I think it would be really beneficial for students to feel less alone and actually develop relationships with people that they like and see themselves in.
Excellent. Hey, Kantaska, thank you so much for making the trek in this morning. Pleasure to speak with you. And shout out to this School of Psychology.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, dude.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.